For example, the new rule says a pitcher that has up to 30 pitches in a game will be able to pitch 90 the next day. If the pitcher goes over 30 pitches in a game, then they will have to rest for a day and pitch the following day. Conventional thinking says the rules may have a bigger impact on smaller schools, who may not have as many pitchers on their rosters. With that in mind, I talked to coaches and players from a small school, Cobden, and a large school, Carbondale. Cobden head coach Jared Clutch says he thinks the new rules will have an impact.
It also is going to possibly hurt some of the local programs and all around here, because if you're very, very small and you don't have a lot of pitching, it's going to definitely mess with your scheduling, possibly having to reschedule some games, spread some games out, or just go all conference, just play all your conference games and no out-of-conference, which can be a little bit disheartening for some of the players, because they only might get to play about 12 games and they're used to playing around 30.
Carbondale pitcher Skylar Peterman agrees the new pitch limit rules will likely hurt schools who don't have as many available players.
I think it'll impact the smaller schools more than some of the bigger schools with a few more arms, but I don't know if it was necessary, but you know, we just gotta go with it and keep playing.
His teammate Ryan McCoy thinks his larger school might be able to do a better job of overcoming the new rules because of the amount of pitchers they have on hand.
I feel that this year we've got enough arms to where this pitch count might not affect us, but the thing that comes into creates a problem is you throw one more pitch than, like you say, you throw 30 pitches, you only got to wait one day. You throw 31, you have to wait, I don't even remember, I think it's two or three. And that can just throw things off a little bit for one more pitch.
Their head coach Chad Pershbacher likes the rule, but he would like the pitch limits to be adjusted.
It is going to be a challenge this year with the new implementation, because if a kid throws 30 pitches, he can throw 60 the next day. But if he throws 31, he's got to sit out a day. So it is going to be challenging, and it's going to be a little bit more work for us. But I do like the process, and I like where it's going. But I think it would have been a little bit better with higher pitch counts instead of the lower pitch counts.
Pershbacher thinks the new pitch limit rules will force coaches to make more decisions based on their team schedule.
We're going to have weeks where we play five games in 5 days. And if I'm trying to save a guy, I might have a guy just throw one inning where he's only throwing 20 pitches. So that way I can have him throw the next day. If a guy's throwing well, obviously, though, that's in our starting rotation, I'm going to try to let him go as far as he can for us.
Clutch says the new rules will force coaches to utilize their rosters more judiciously.
My assistant and I have done a really good job about limiting, if we don't let him most of the time get above 100. I think the most we had somebody throw in the fall was like 102, and we stopped him, gave him 4 or 5 days rest, pretty much just went exactly like kind of like the new rules go by. So it's something that they're used to. The biggest thing is going to be those medium games where, you know, maybe they threw like 50 pitches and we could bring them back and a day and a half, maybe then the next day let them throw a little bit more, but now we can't let that happen. So that's going to be the new adjustment, is once they get that past that 30 pitch mark, I can't bring them back until they get a full day's rest. So that's, there's going to be more managing my way, but we've always taken care of them.
Clutch's catcher Dylan Duty says it will also affect how pitches are called during a game.
If they come back and they can't throw as many pitches the next day, like we'll have to work like counts and stuff, like we can't throw as many curveballs or fastballs, so it'll affect it in some ways, but not very much.
But he says the decision on how many pitches someone throws should be left up to the player.
I feel like a kid should be able to go as much as he wants to, as much as his arm feel like. I feel like it's a kid's responsibility to tell him, hey, I don't want to throw anymore.
One potentially controversial aspect of the new rules is the pitch counts. During the regular season, each team is responsible for counting its own team's pitches and the opposing team's pitches. The head coach or designee will compare pitch counts with the opposing team after every even-numbered inning and at the conclusion of the game. Coach Pershbacher thinks this rule could cause some problems.
Because if we're keeping pitch counts and their coach has 44 for our guy and we've got 40, and you split the difference and it's going to be 42, but we don't think that's right, I think it could cause some problems. So I will be very curious to see how that will work out.
The bottom line, according to the IHSA, is the new rules are to protect pitchers. A member of the IHSA Sports Medicine Advisory Committee said, "This is an effort to make high school baseball in Illinois safer. The National Federation of State High School Associations requires pitching restrictions but each state association is required to develop its own policy based on the number of pitches thrown during a game. From WSIU Radio News, I'm Patrick Cotto.